الحمد لله رفع قدر من انتصب لخدمة مولاه وخفض جناح الذل في سبيل رضاه وقام مقام الإحسان فعبد الله كأنه يراه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة ندخرها ليوم لقاه وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أسعد من ربه اصطفاه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه دائماً وأبداً لا يدرك منتهاه صلى عليه الله ربنا ثم سلم وآله ومن لشرعه انتمى وعلى أبي بكر فقد سبق الورى فضلاً وتصديقاً له مذ أسلما وعلى الفتى عمر الذي بجهاده في الله حل بسيفه ما استبهما وعلى شهيد الدار عثمان الذي منه قد استحيت ملائكة السماء وعلى أبي السبطين حيدرة الذي ما زال في الحرب الهزبر الضيغما ما بدر تم في دجى الليل أضاء والآل والصحب الكرام الأتقياء أهل الديانة والصيانة والحياء والتابعين من ذوي الأمانة والوفاء ومن تبعهم إلى يوم الدين والجزاء يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد معشر الإخوة والأخوات هل تدركون هذه الآية أو معنى هذه الآية التي كان يرددها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما رقى المنبر ليخطب الناس وكلما حشد له الناس ليعظهم تلكم الآية هي قول الملك جل جلاله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون إن موضوعنا اليوم في هذا المسجد المبارك وعلى هذا المنبر المبارك هو أهم موضوع على الإطلاق لهو أهم المواضيع على الإطلاق تحت أديم السماء وفوق أرض الله بل لا أكون مبالغا إذا ما قلت فوق سماء الله هو أهم موضوع على الإطلاق تلكم الموضوع هو أداء فريضة الله أداء فريضة الله وأهمية الصلاة في الإسلام To our brothers in Iman Our sisters alike in Islam To begin I testify And be a witness that without any equivocation there is none Worthy of our worship and ibadah Worthy of our own worship, but Almighty Allah. and without any shred of doubt in my heart, and without no tittle or jot of doubt in my heart, the final prophet of Almighty Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Muhammad sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. I pray and send prayer and salutation upon his own prophets, the prophets of Almighty Allah, the followers of those prophets, those who embrace their iman, those who embrace the system of Islam. I ask that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with them all, and those who follow their way and will follow their suit till the final day in this dunya, till we all meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mawdu' today, our task today, our own subject today is the most important subject ever in this deen. The topic of the day: above the earth of Almighty, underneath the ocean of Almighty, under the roof of this earth, the canopy that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rooted above us, and above the sky of Almighty, the best topic ever is what we will talk about today. In our deen, there is no subject better than this. In our own Islam, there is no subject above what we will discuss today, above the member of Al-Minhal today. This is the best mawdu'. This is the best topic. This is the best theme. This is the best subject. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, whatever I will tell you will never be above this ibadah and this worship. The mawdu' that we talking about, ikhwan, the mawdu' that we will be talking about, sisters in iman, is the importance of prayer in ibadah in the deen of Allah. The importance of prayer, as-salah, in this deen of Islam. I know you know it's important in the deen. I know that you pray. You know that every day you pray 5 times a day. But with the scale of Almighty, and the way Prophet ﷺ dealt with salah, the way Sahaba understood the concept of prayer, is our subject today, بإذن الملك جل جلاله. Sa'd ibn Iyas, he said, I ask the honor of this grave. I ask the honor of this grave. And he pointed at the grave of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, his own teacher. سألت صاحب هذا القبر وأشار بيده إلى قبر ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سألته عن أحب الأعمال إلى الله قال الصلاة. Sa'd ibn Iyas said, I asked the owner of this grave about the best act of worship in this deen, the best mawdu' in Islam. Then the messenger said to me, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud speaking, the messenger of Allah said to me, the best worship is as-salah, prayer. This is the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari in Jami' al-Sahih in volume 1, hadith number 527. In the book of Imam Muslim in volume 1, hadith 85. In the book of Imam Ibn Khuzaymah in Sahih in volume 1, hadith 169. In Mustadrak of Imam Al-Hakim in volume 1, hadith 188. In the book of Imam Ad-Darqutni in volume 1, hadith 242. All of them said the best act of worship in this deen is as-salah, prayer. In the book of At-Tarhib wa At-Targhib for Imam Al-Mundhari, hadith 1897, all of them collected this hadith that the best act of worship in Islam is as-salah, prayer. And because of this prayer, as-salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he started his own book in Quran, there is not any single worship in Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to be mindful of like prayer. And thus in the first and second chapter of Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started praising the believers, he started with salah. He said the believers are those who pray and they establish salah fi waqtiha, on time. Alif Lam Mim in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, page 2, ayah number 3. Alladhina yuqimuna salah. The first to be praised in Islam and in Quran are those who pray and they pray on time. They do not delay prayer. They do not pray when they want to. They do not pray only because they feel to do it. They do not pray because now I'm free, let me offer my salah. No, they do it when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them to do it. The time that Almighty Allah fixed for salah is the time they offer prayer and is the time that they stand up in ibadah. You all know the mother of Isa, the appointed prophet of Allah, the anointed messenger, the prophet of Galilee, the prophet of Nazareth, Musa. Do you know why Almighty praised his own mother? His own mother that gave birth to him, Isa ibn Maryam. When Allah praised his mother, Isa ibn Maryam, he said, "We have chosen thee and purified thee to be the best woman above all the women of the time." وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَا مَرْيَمُ اقْنِتِي لِرَبِّكِ وَاسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. When Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said through his own angels, "I want you to tell prophets of the whole world that we have chosen Maryam, Mary, to be the best woman and to be above the rest of the women of the time," during the time of Musa and Isa and the prophet of Israel, Maryam was the best woman ever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when we chose her to be above the rest of the women, we revealed to her to pray and establish salah. And because of her own salah, she became above all. In Surah Al-Imran, in chapter 3, page 55, verse 42 and 43, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Maryam, Mary, the mother of Jesus, the appointed prophet and the anointed messenger of Allah, Isa ibn Maryam. In the book of Imam Al-Rafi'i, while explaining the Musnad, وَفِي الْمُسْنَدِ لِلْإِمَامِ الرَّافِعِي وَفِي شَرْعِ الْمُسْنَدِ للإمام الرافعي أن صلاة الفجر كانت صلاة آدم، والظهر كانت صلاة داود، والعصر كانت صلاة سليمان، والمغرب كانت صلاة يعقوب، والعشاء كانت صلاة يونس. فجمع الله سبحانه وتعالى جميع ذلك لمحمد ولأمته تعظيما وتشريفا. إمام الرافعي collected in his book. الإمام البغوي in شرح السنة in volume 2, page 3, he said, Imam al-Rafi'i in his book, Shar' al-Musnad, he said, Allah talked to all prophets and he revealed to them all that the best act of worship is prayer, as-salah. And thus he gave to Prophet Adam, Salat al-Fajr, to be his own prayer. Every day, Prophet Adam must pray Salat al-Fajr. And Almighty gave Salat al-Dhuhr to Prophet Dawood, David, and Salat al-Asr to his son, Sulaiman, Solomon. And then he gave Salat al-Maghrib to Yaqub, Jacob. Then he gave Salat al-Isha to Prophet Yunus. And out of love for our Prophet Muhammad, he gathered all. And he gave Muhammad Salat al-Fajr, al-Dhuhr, al-Asr, al-Maghrib, and al-Isha out of love for this ummah. Thus, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be above the rest of the Prophet's followers. Why? Because we have prayed the salah that Almighty gave each and every one of those prophets, he gathered all for our own prophet out of love for our own Nabi and out of love for this ummah, ummah Muhammadin sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And because of that, Almighty Allah said, we've revealed to all prophets and all messengers of Allah that if they start praying, they would have been out of the pale of this deen. If a prophet was to say, I will not pray from today, I'm Allah's messenger, I'm Allah's prophet, I don't have to pray every day, I don't have to offer salah on time, that prophet would have been out of Islam. This is what Allah revealed to the prophets, and he said, we revealed to them and we inspired them all together to pray and establish salah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in chapter 2, page 7, verse 43, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. In chapter 2, page 17, verse 1 and the 10, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. In chapter 73, in Surah Al-Muzzammil, page 573, ayah 20, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, page 328, verse 73, Almighty said, أَوْعَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. That all prophets of Allah, all messengers of Allah, all of them without exception, we've revealed to them that salah is part of what they should teach their own followers, and all of them to establish that prayer. And if you start praying, even your name is Muhammad, you start praying. Even your name is Yaqub, you start praying. Even your name is Abdullah, you start praying. Your name is Fatima, you start praying. Your name is Aisha, call yourself whatever name you would like or erect for yourself. You're out of the deen the moment you start making salah, and your identity as a Muslim will be yanked from you. Why? Because now the identity of that deen, you don't have it anymore in your own life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to our own Nabi to announce to the whole world that al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahumu as-salah. What is or what differentiates us Muslims from non-Muslims is our own prayer. Whether you are a prophet or not, whether you are Allah's messenger or not, all of those prophets, all of those messengers, the time Allah wanted them to pray is the time that they offered your own salah. All of them without exception, just like Imam al-Baghawi said. And thus in Bible, when you read Bible, you see all of those prophets of Almighty, just like the second book of Old Testament, the book of Exodus, in chapter 3, page 4, and volume 5, in chapter 3, verse 5, it is revealed to Prophet Musa to offer salah. And also in the book of Acts, that is the fifth book in New Testament, in chapter 7, verse 33, it is revealed to Prophet Musa to offer salah. And what is mentioned in the book of Exodus and the book of Acts, both in Quran of Almighty Allah, in Surah Taha, in chapter 20, page 312 and page 213, verse 11 to 14, Allah said, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَاخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. What Allah said to Musa right here is what came in Acts, what came in the book of Numbers, and what came in the book of Exodus, and what came in the book of Deuteronomy in Old and New Testament. A person might say, no, how is that possible that Musa, Isa, Yaqub, all of them prayed like our Nabi? Yes, is there in that Bible, Prophet Musa prayed with his forehead on the ground just like Muslim making sujood. And in the book of Genesis, in chapter 24, verse 52 and 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned there that the servant of Prophet Abraham, when he heard the words of wisdom about prayer, he went and made wudu ablution, and he prayed and he made sujood, and he prostrated to Allah with his forehead on the ground, just like Muslims of the day. So what will keep you as a Muslim Muslim, or what will keep me in Islam as a Muslim, is my own prayer, it's my own salah. And now a person will say, well, I've been praying before you were even born, I've been praying before you were even before you came into this dunya, I was praying. Now you were, or you've been praying, but guess what? The way we're praying has to fit and match exactly the way Prophet ﷺ prayed. You will say, I've been doing it exactly like him. We want to see. A man came in the masjid. He entered in through the door. When he entered, he offered salah. When he finished his salah, he prayed and he gave salam to our Nabi. He said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Prophet said to him, Wa alaykum as-salam. Irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray, because the way you prayed is not the way Allah asked me to pray. The man went back and prayed again. He came back, he said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Allah's messenger said to him, go back and pray. Fa innaka lam tusalli. He prayed the second time. He came back, As-salamu alayk. Prophet said to him, go back and pray, because he did not pray. He said, oh ya Nabi Allah, after the third time, allimni, teach me how to pray, because this is the best I can do for my own deen. This is what came in the book of Imam al-Bukhari in volume 1, page 32, hadith 793 of Imam al-Bukhari in Jami'. Prophet ﷺ sat him down and taught him how to pray. So in the estimation of that man, he prayed just like the way Prophet supposed to, or Prophet taught the rest of the Sahaba to pray. But the Messenger of Allah said to him, no, this is not how Allah asked me to pray. Go back and pray. So you that been praying 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40, 50, since you were born, did you match your prayer with that of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did you pray as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to pray? What will cause a lot of people to be in Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah? It's just salah, the prayer. Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he came once in the masjid. He saw people praying. He said, "Ma minkum min ba'thin nari ahad." I believe none of you will be in Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. They asked him why. He said, because of Allah's statement in Quran, "Ma salakakum fi saqar." Qalu lam nakum min al-musallin. On the day of Qiyamah, those in Jahannam, some Muslims that will make in hellfire, some Muslims will be in Jahannam. May Allah save you and me from that fire. On the day of Qiyamah, some Muslims will be in Jahannam. The other Muslims will ask them, Ma salakakum fi saqar? What led you into saqar? Ma salakum fi saqar? What caused you to be in saqar? Ma salakakum fi saqar? What caused you, or what inserted you into this Jahannam? The first answer that they will give is that lam nakum min al-musallin. We were not of those who used to pray. Some of them prayed, they did not pray, they did not offer the salah on time. They said, you know, I'm busy watching soccer, I'm busy watching reality show, I'm busy watching Oprah, I'm busy watching DVD or playing my DVD player. That person in Jahannam, this is what he will say, A'adhani Allah wa iyyakum min dhalik. So this salah, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة, what keeps you and all Muslims, including myself, into this Islam, into this deen, is our own prayer. You start making salah, you're out of the deen of Allah. You start making salah, you're no longer a Muslim in this deen of Allah. And making salah is not according to your own way, or according to your madhab, or according to madhab of this person or that person, or according to the madhab of Abu Hanifa, or according to the madhab of Imam Malik, or according to the madhab of Imam Sufyan, or according to the madhab of Imam Sa'id, or according to the madhab of Imam Yahya, or according to the madhab of Imam Shafi'i, according to the madhab of Imam Ahmad. No, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli is what Prophet ﷺ said. Pray as you see me, not the Imam, me, the way you saw me praying, or the way the Imams taught you how to pray, according to my own way, is the way you should offer your own salah, is the way you should pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu Jalla Jalalu wa Amma Nawalu. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is what our Nabi revealed to his own Sahaba, that your prayer should be according to my own salah. Your prayer should be according to my own prayer. And this is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Imam al-Bukhari collected in his own book in volume 8, page 35, chapter 7, page 78, chapter 35, hadith 6008, on the authority of Imam al-Bukhari's teacher, known as Ibn Qilaba, and from Muhammad Musaddad said, our Imam told us, Imam of Musaddad is Ismail. Ismail said, my teacher informed me, my own Imam and teacher said to us that his teacher, Malik, one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah, said that Prophet said to us once, when it's time to pray, pray the way I taught you how to offer salah. And Prophet will never come to salah without knowing the arkan of salah. He will never come to salah without knowing the wajibat of salah. He will never come to salah without knowing the shurut of salah. He will never come to salah thinking about something else. He will never come to salah playing with his own clothes. He will never come outside playing game, playing soccer, playing basketball, jumping around, and it's time for salah. He will never do that. So part of sallu kama ra'aytum is to pray on time with the ahkam, with the shurut, with the wajibat, with the sunan, just like the way he mentioned it. If you say, I do it according to my own way, remember, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynakum as-salah, the identity that you have, what made Jacob Jacob, what made, let's say, Matthew to be a non-Muslim if he did not embrace Islam as a non-Muslim, it's because of this own salah. Prophet said, when you stop making salah, you're out of the deen of Allah. When you joke with prayer, you're out of the deen of Allah. When you joke with your own salah, you're out of the deen of Allah. This is what came to us in the book of Imam Muslim, hadith in volume 1, hadith 82. In the book of Imam Abi Dawood in volume 5, hadith 4678. In the book of Imam Tirmidhi in volume 5, hadith 2618, 2619, 2620, and in the book of Imam Dharqutni in volume 1, hadith 242, in the book of Imam Targhib wa Tarhib for Imam Al-Mundhiri, hadith 1926, all of them said, without your own prayer, you're out of the way. You're out of this deen. Whether you named yourself as a Muslim or not, this salah is what keeps you into this deen. For you to know the importance of the salah, for you to know the importance of our own ibadah in the deen of Allah, is that this salah, sahaba of our Nabi, the Prophet's followers, the Prophet's companions, when they start their own salah, you can even steal your own clothes or garment without them knowing. Umar, you all know Umar. If you don't know him, at least you heard about Umar. At least you read something about Umar. At least in the history that we have as Muslims, there's a story of Umar in it. This Majus, this non-Muslim, he had something in his chest towards Umar. He knew he cannot fight with Umar. He knew in terms of fighting, he can't put Umar down. The only way to get Umar is for him to come in Salat al-Fajr while Umar is praying. Because that non-Muslim, that kafir, that fasiq, that mujrim, he knew that one-on-one with Umar, he cannot man Umar. He waited in Salat al-Fajr. He sharpened his own knife and he made the knife double-edged, double-blade. He poisoned the knife. The knife was poisoned. He came in Salat al-Fajr. When Umar said, Allahu Akbar, started reading in his Salah, he stabbed Umar up to 17 times. And he kept on moving his knife. When Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu arda, fell, Sahaba stood up. They dragged Umar. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf stepped forward and then he led them in Salah with Surah Al-Kawthar and Surah Al-Nasr. After that, they took Umar to his own house. While waiting, they're waking him up. He's not responding. They're trying to wake Umar. Umar is not responding. Ya Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's not responding. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, I know how to wake up Umar. They gave him milk to drink. The milk came out of his own intestine. He couldn't. Thereupon, they realized that Umar will check out. They said, Umar is gone. Umar will soon die if he's not even yet dead. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, leave Umar. I know how to wake up Umar. When his salatu dhuhr, Abdullah ibn Abbas came, he said, As-salatu ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. It's time for Salat al-Dhuhr. Umar ibn al-Khattab jumped from his bed. And he said, La hadha fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no portion for any Muslim or Muslimah who does not offer salah. there is no portion for you in this deen if you don't pray on time, or the time that is legalized and legitimized by our own sharia. Allahu Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So to you and to all of us and to me, when it comes to our own salah, sitting in the classroom, no, I'm taking some notes. Sitting in the classroom, no, my teacher is bitter with our notes. Sitting in the classroom, whether you're in university or a college student, or you are the boss at your own working place, there is no excuse for you to say, I cannot pray. The Mujahideen, indeed, not the one of the today. The Mujahideen during the time of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while fighting their own enemies, Allah said, yet they cannot stop. Because of the fighting, they cannot say, no. They cannot ignore Salah. They have to pray. All of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 4, page 95, ayah 101, 102, and all the way to 103. Almighty said, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا, all the way to the end of the ayat, that when you fight in the non-Muslims in the battlefield, and it's time for you to offer Salat al-Dhuhr, it's time for you to offer Salat al-Asr, it's time for you to offer Salat al-Isha, don't say, we are out for the sake of Almighty, we are out for the pleasure of Allah. No, the Imam, meaning Prophet, shall bifurcate and divide the army into two. The first will be praying while the second guarding them. When they finish their first rak'ah, the second shall come and pray with Prophet, and the first will go guard, and this is how they should be praying. And if there is no chance to even bifurcate them into two in this manner, Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, other than Surah Al-Nisa, which is chapter 2, page 39, ayah 238-39, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. If you cannot stand up straight to pray, if you don't know where is the Qibla, Allah said in that situation, keep on walking and moving. Imagine that you're reciting your Fatiha, imagine that you are in ruku', imagine that you're in sujood, and this is how to keep on praying on until you finish your own salah. No excuse. And you're sitting under air condition, you say, I'm busy for my own job. You're sitting, you say, let me wait, I'm busy. I'm watching reality show. I'm watching the movie. I can't do it because I have to make sure I get A in this subject. No, I cannot do it because if I stop, you know, a lot of things will get damaged. You're damaging your dunya and akhirah as well. So this salah, as-salah, afdalul a'mal. Prayer is the best amal. And Prophet ﷺ said it according to the book of Imam al-Mundhiri. He mentioned hadith 1809. Prophet ﷺ said, get to know the best act of your ibadah indeed is this salah that I ask you to offer. Do you know Jabir? Jabir was one of the tremendous closest sahabi to our own Nabi. Jabir said, we used to come to Prophet and take bay'ah. We used to make bay'ah to our own Nabi. Put our own hands over his hands, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make bay'ah for our own Nabi to pray on time, to offer our own salah. In Bukhari, Prophet ﷺ mentioned this. It's in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, in volume 1, page 835, hadith 52 and 53, on the authority of Jarir bin Ibn Abdullah, he said, بَيَعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَىٰ إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَالنُّصْعِ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. I pledged my life to our own Nabi that I will never delay my salah, and I will never play with my own prayer. I will pray when it's time for me to offer the salah based on the code and legalization of our Lord subhanahu jalla jalalu wa amma nawalu. This is your own prayer and this is our own salah. Without it, we are of this deen. Without it, we are not in this Islam. Think not I'm using the word we're not in Islam just like the words and the way we using it in 21st century. No, this is from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. So this is the prayer for you, and this is salah for me, and this salah for our sisters, and the salah for learned in the deen. If you don't have money, one of the arkan, pillars of Islam, you don't have to worry about it, which is zakah. If you don't have money or you don't have no strength, you don't have to worry about al-hajj. If you don't have no strength and you're traveling, you don't have to fast in Ramadan. So there are certain things in this deen that are imperative upon all Muslims, but some circumstances can yank you out of what? That incumbency. What you need, when it comes to salah, there is no excuse. Whether you are poor, you are rich, intelligent, prudent, wise, sick, traveling. They say, we're out for your own salah. Sahaba used to make excuses for one another. If Sahaba see somebody is not going to Hajj, they used to make some excuses. If that person is not making his own Ramadan on time, they used to make some excuses. If a sister is not wearing hijab during the time, they used to say maybe peradventure perhaps, or maybe she is just a slave. But when it comes to salah, if you don't pray and they know that this person is not making salah, they used to say this person is a munafiq, this person is a kafir. So under the scale of sahaba, if they were to come today and see our children, to see our own sisters, to see our brothers, they're not praying, they're not offering salah, they would have said, the Sahaba would have said that we or our children or our sisters or our mothers or our own brothers, we are not Muslims. This is how Sahaba used to look at the issue of as-salah, and prayer is not the way you want it to pray on time. This is what Allah revealed to all prophets and messengers of Almighty Allah. Ayyuhal Muslim al-Abi al-Mutadalli'u bihadi al-Nabi dunaka kitab Allahi tahya fuqra'an wa sunnat al-gharra'i ilzam tathbutan wa athara sahbi qfutun jaya. إنهم أتباع رسول الله أولئك الذين هدى الله هم المصيبون في الآراء والحكمة وهم الأسود إذا ما جاهل جلئ وهم للدين هادوا كل ماشي ومن ماشاهم سبق المماشي وهم إذ تخرس الخطباء لسن سواء منهم كهل وناشي أضاءوا لنا الغبراء والشرق والغرب وأحيوا لنا المسنون والفرض والندب فهم من هل العذب الريد من هل العذب وهم للدين أصل ونحن له فروع وهم متن ونحل لهم حواشي قد قلت ما قلت إن صوابا فمن الله وإن عكس ذلك فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله منه براء ادعوا الله يستجب لكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم الحمد لله الحمد لله مجيب من دعا وفاتح الباب لعبد قرع ذا قوله أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في علاه واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اختصه الله برسالته واصطفاه صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وكل من اقتفى اثره واتبع هداه اما بعد. Maybe a person out of curiosity may ask, why موضوع of prayer? Why the issue of prayer now? What is causing us to pay a lot of prices, and then what is causing the Muslims today to struggle, to suffer? And the problem that we're facing today, the unmitigated disaster that we're witnessing today, whether in Syria, whether in Yemen, whether in Somalia, whether in Egypt, in Nigeria, whether in America, regardless of what is going on, the issues that we're facing, the issues that we're facing today, praying to Allah, calling upon Allah, making dua, crying out, imams making dua, Allah is not responding, it's because the salah is not offered properly. All the issues we have in today, it's because of our own salah. Allah said in His Quran, in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 35, those who are mukhbitun are my slaves that offer salah when I ask them to offer salah. Right, the next page, ayah 39, 40 and 41. Allah said, those who are oppressed by their own leaders and they want me to support and help them in their lives, if you want my support, if you want my help, the final caveat had been sent. The final warning, I gave it to you. It's in Quran. You want my support? You want me to help you in Syria? You want me to help you in Iraq? You want me to help you in Egypt? You want me to help you in Somalia? You want my help in Nigeria? You want my help in Mali? You want my help in Egypt? You want my help in America? It's only one way. الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ ولله عاقبة الأمور وقال الملك جل جلاله وعم نواله وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنكم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا كأن السائل سأل يا رب العباد متى قال يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. If you want strength, you want to be the best ummah, return just like the way your predecessors, the Sahaba and their followers were, you Muslims of today. You want your strength back, you want power in your own deen, you want all issues and problems and deep dejections that around you and the specter of all problems around you and the air of melancholy to be lifted. It's only one way, that when we give you that power, when we lift up all the problems, the first thing is that you establish your own salah, you pray. You pray when? You pray on time. You pray when? The time that Allah wants you to pray. The time that Allah wants me to pray. The time that Allah wants the sister to pray. The time that He asks us to pray is the time we should offer the salah the way He wants us to make it. So all of us, Muslims and non-Muslims, the issues that we see in today, most, we are the cause. Muslims, the cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the book. If you say, well, you know, we in America, I don't have to do all this, I don't have to pray, I don't, you know, just leave us alone and let's do what we want, we don't care about salah. Well, if you don't care about salah, Allah doesn't need you anyway. What you're doing is your own benefit. You can be arrogant in this life. Disrespect whoever you want to disrespect, even though it's not the right thing to do. But when it comes to Allah's way, humbleness is the way to Allah. Humbleness and sakina is the way to Allah. The first, al-ibadah, al-salah, ya'budunani, la yushrikuna bi shay'a. They worship me alone, Allah, with tawheed, following the code of khayr al-ibad Muhammad, and following the way of sahib al-kiram, is the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With it, the businessman among Muslims will succeed. With it, the students in Minhal, outside Minhal, around the world, with your own prayer. When you cry to Allah, Allah will respond to you. This is all His own promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's go back to Allah, establish the salah the way it's supposed to be established. After that, when we cry to Allah, He will respond to us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we wanted to talk about. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us. And this is the final word that Prophet ﷺ said before leaving us, meaning leaving this ummah. He said at the end of his time that what I want you to be mindful of is your own salah. As-salatu wa ma malakat aymanukum. The last word to come out of our Prophet's mouth. The last word to come out of Umar's mouth. La hadza fil islam liman taraka as-salah. The last word that came out of Abu Dharr's mouth, one of the Sahabas of Rasulullah in Sham at the time, when he was about to pass, he said to his own student Yusuf ibn Abdullah ibn Salam, I want you to gather people and call them to my house. They all came. He said to them, no, it's too small. Let's go out and call the rest of the people. He called all of them. The student Abdullah ibn Yusuf ibn Salam, he said, I called all the students when they came. Abu Darda said to us, this salah that Allah asked you to offer, when you do it the way He wants you to do it, he will take care of your own life. But if you refuse and you pray according to your own accord, your own way, then don't expect anything from Allah when you're in trouble to be on time also. This is what we want to talk about. And this is the issue of as-salah. This is the best act of ibadah in our deen. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ خَيْرَ أَعْمَالِكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ 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 لَا تَتْرُكَنَّ الْفَرِيضَةَ وَلَوْ قُطِّعْتَ أَوْ حُرِّقْتَ لَا حَظَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ لَا حَظَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ لَا حَظَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ. And what Shaqiq al-Uqayli said, كانوا لا يرون شيئا من الأعمال تركه كفر غير الصلاة. So this is the issue of as-salah and the issue of prayer. Finally, we will stop here. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the issue of as-salah, a prayer. قد فاح نشر له فاستنشقنه ولا تعدل به عنبر الهندية والغارة برياضه طنب خيامك واسكب غمامك واهزم جيوش الهم والقه بالفتح يلقك بالضم عطر به النادي والحاضر والبادي وقل للماهر الحادي به في السهل والوادي ترفق أيها الحادي وعجبي نحوه عجبي أريج المسك رياه وريح المندل الرطب ووداعا فوداعا وإلى لقن إن لم يحن من حائلي اللهم أيدنا بالحق الحق وأيد الحق بنا، استر عوراتنا، آمن روعاتنا، بلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا، اختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب كل عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. نسألك اللهم فكاك الأسير، اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين في الشام، اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين في الشام، واحقن دماء المسلمين في غزة، واحقن دماء المسلمين في مصر وفي الصومال وفي أفغان وفي بورما والفلبين وفي كل مكان وحقب وإبال. برحمتك ويا أكرم الأكرمين، لبيك إلهي وسعديك، والخير كله في يديك، نحن منك وإليك، وأقم الصلاة.